The eyes of much of the rest of Africa will be on South Africa this weekend for the final of the Africa Cup of Nations soccer tournament. It's being held in South Africa, featuring the best national soccer teams from the continent. And the final is between two very different teams. Nigeria, a perennial regional powerhouse whose team is nicknamed the Super Eagles, and the Cinderella story of this tournament, Burkina Faso. The world's Anders Kelto is in Cape Town, South Africa, following closely. Let's focus first, Anders, on Burkina Faso, the former Upper Volta. The last Africa Cup of Nations, the country lost every game and went home early, and this time they're in the finals. Was it a series of lucky breaks for them, or did they really get better?
Well, I think give Burkina Faso credit. They've played well. They've definitely played at a higher level than anyone expected. They hadn't won a game at AFCON since 1998, and they've never made the final before, so it's an incredible achievement.
Well, maybe it wasn't luck in their last game. That was a semifinal against Ghana, and Ghana was expected to win easily that match, but there was a lot of controversy over the refereeing, and Burkina Faso still made it through. Tell us about the refereeing, though.
There was one call in particular that has been extremely controversial. The referee ruled that Burkina Faso's star player, a guy named Jonathan Petroipa, had taken a dive, and he was given a yellow card. It was his second yellow card of the game, which meant it was a red card, and he was kicked out of the game, which also meant that he had to miss the next game, which is the final. But replays showed that he didn't dive. In fact, he was fouled, and his team probably should have been awarded a penalty kick. And so the referee, who was from Tunisia, he actually wrote a letter to the Confederation of African Football to admit that he had made the wrong call. And because he did that, Petroipa has been cleared to play in the final. The red card was rescinded, and he will be playing for Burkina Faso on Sunday.
Do you often see this kind of justice coming through in the Africa Cup of Nations, like right in the finals?
This is extremely rare. I've never heard of something like this happening before.
Now, the other team in the finals, Nigeria, I mentioned earlier that they are a perennial powerhouse, but I hear that their performance this year is a bit of a comeback for them.
Yeah, Nigeria was an African powerhouse back in the 1990s, but they've underachieved for the last decade or so. They've had several third-place finishes. In fact, the Nigerian media has recently taken to calling them not the Super Eagles, but the Super Chickens, because they're so often underachieving. Mm. But this year, they have really come on strong as the tournament has gone on. And they will be the heavy favorites to win the game.
Anders, you're a soccer player. You could have been pro if you weren't working in radio. What do you think of the level of play at the Africa Cup of Nations?
It's gotten to be pretty good. I have to say that there was a time when the African Cup of Nations was entertaining for different reasons. The play was often really disorganized. You would just see wild plays happening, really high scores, crazy games that you wouldn't see in Europe or South America, for example. But, you know, over the last decade or so, African soccer has improved significantly. There's a lot of players who are European-based now, and they bring that European style of play with them back to their national teams.
Well, go Stallions of Burkina Faso, with all due respect to Nigeria. The world's Anders Kelto speaking with us from South Africa, which is hosting this year's Africa Cup of Nations. Anders, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.
Still ahead, how might a preemptive cyber attack actually go down on PRI?
The World is brought to you by PRI with support from the Medtronic Foundation, inviting you to assist Minnesota Timberwolves Ricky Rubio in an online simulation to learn how to save a life from sudden cardiac arrest, a leading cause of death among young athletes. Learn more at heartrescuenow.com.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.